Har du noen gang opplevd livsforvandlende øyeblikk? Jeg heter Marianne, og jeg har intervjuet flere personer som har erfart at livet fikk en helt ny retning etter at de fikk et møte med Gud. Jeg bor i Oslo, jobber som familieveileder og coach. Jeg har alltid likt å høre folk sine historier, særlig hva som skaper de store og de gode endringene. Og i denne episoden her så det Damir som skal fortelle sin historie.
Not possible to explain, but really amazing. Like I feel Lord is over me inside. It was filled me totally with Holy Spirit, and I screamed to Him, "Don't leave me! Don't leave me!"
Oh wow! Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about who are you. We are sitting here in Bergen right now, and I met you actually because I came by a church, and I started to talk with you. I always ask people a lot of questions. So then I found out you have a turning point after you met God. But tell me a little bit, Damir, where are you from? Where do you live? You can tell a little bit about yourself.
Yes, so my name is Damir, and I live in Bergen, in Norway, from 2017. I come from Croatia with my wife and my daughter. And I meet Lord Jesus in Bergen 2018. He gave us new life, first to me and then for my wife. And it's amazing life.
That's so good. Yeah. Mm. But where in Croatia are you from?
I come from one small village, and in Croatia, more precise, I can be in Dalmatia, is like coast of Croatia. Actually, we read in the Bible about Dalmatia in the
true.
2 Timothy 4:10.
Wow, yeah. So, that's cool. Yeah. But so you met actually Jesus here in Bergen. That's amazing. But can you tell me a little bit about your life before you have this meeting with God?
Very often I don't want to think about my ex-life. It's really, I live very worldly way of living, like what we see today is live for my pleasure, for self-focused life very, very much. So used to go out and drink much and, you know, all that kind of life.
You met Jesus in 2018 in Bergen, but when did you come to Norway?
We come 2017. Beginning 2017.
Mm. And when you lived in Croatia, did you think about God sometimes? Did you pray? Did you grow up in a family where they believed in something?
I have like a Catholic tradition, but I was never so much a religious person. I have some my view. I always think there is some creator who make all this, but I have never more further thinking of, from that, yeah. And so I grow in this Catholic tradition, and I never go in church, only when someone go to be married. And I like to watch movie about Jesus, that was all. So Jesus was, I like watch movie about him, but I never have, I never receive him, I never, I didn't know him, yeah.
Did you know any person that was a believer?
Yeah, actually, after I meet Lord, I have some thoughts about. I never meet actually Christian, I believe, in my life before, who share his faith.
So when you came to Norway, can you tell me a little bit what happened right before you met God?
Yeah, so we come in Norway for a reason, to have a kind of one step of some new life, to make some money here, to make a little easy life, to, in Croatia you need to work very, very much to have normal kind of life. So we try to make some life easy. So we make decision, we come in Norway for that reason. And when we come here, everything go wrong. So we go through really big kind of, I don't know how to say, between me and my wife, it was very difficult situation. So we lose in one moment our, we have good relationship, but because of our way of living, we lose that situation. Yeah, I'm so thankful actually when I see back in that what happens, because sometimes we as people, we need to come to difficult situation to be broken in the way. So I believe Lord also used that situation for our next step.
And what did you do in those moments where you had a hard time?
I really suffer for that, what happens between us. And in the same time, I was also looking for, I didn't find work in, and so I tried to also find, fight with this, to find work, to have that kind of life, why we come here. And so I struggle in both that.
Yeah, you struggle both with like finding a job, yeah. But you also struggle in the relationship,
yeah,
with your wife.
Yeah. So it was really difficult.
Yeah.
Beginning.
But did you like split? Did you still, you and your wife at that point, did you live together?
No, we live together. Yeah, we live together. We love each other. Yeah, but it was difficult.
Difficult.
Period.
Understand.
Yeah. Mm.
So there you came to Norway. You didn't find, it was hard to find jobs, and it was struggling in relationships. And can you tell me a little bit more about how that felt and how, try to explain how this started to turn around?
Yes, so as I say, I believe that Lord used this our difficult situation, and I believe that is a period in the life where Lord coming in our life to be our helper and our savior, actually, why he come on the earth. My wife worked in that time, so, and in the, her work, it was one, her boss, he was in the, some conspiracy theory about flat earth, and he was so much into that, and he showed to my wife, and my wife come to me one day, so check a little bit, I was without work, so I have free time, and so she showed me this about flat earth. And
what is that?
It was theory that earth is flat on the internet.
Oh, I didn't
very
hear.
Popular.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So she tried to show me that, and I was really not so much interested into that. So I say, okay, it was really. But she come again after a short time. She come again, check this, see a little bit. And of course, I was without work. I didn't have what to do. I tried to a little bit watch that kind of movie. And that actually, I strongly believe that that was Lord's way to lead me in the, to bring me to himself. Because on one of that video, it was one word from the Bible. It was word from the scriptures, from the Matthew 13, verse 9. Who has ears to hear, he will hear. That was a seed of God.
And how did that affect you to read that word of God?
Actually, when I read this, it was really, I didn't pay attention. I was just see this, and it was nothing special for me. So I forget for this. I didn't know what that mean, that that is from the Bible. So I really forget about this. But after a short time, I was in my bed. I tried to fall asleep. It was, I know I see my phone, it was 2:30 in the night. That come in my mind. I was start thinking about that word. Who has ear to hear, let him hear. I was thinking, and really I never hear that before. And even I forget that I will see this on the, this YouTube video. And I was so much interesting. What does it mean? And I took my phone and I write in the Google, who has ear to hear, let him hear. And I opened Bible for first time in my life. And I read Matthew 13, and but I didn't understand nothing from there. And but I have strong wish to read one more time. And when I read the second time, it was totally different. It was just the light come on the word, and the Holy Spirit revealed to me that scripture, and Lord speak direct to me. And it was an amazing experience, yeah. And after that, I was thinking a little about this situation, and I fall asleep. But tomorrow, when I wake up, I was so much interested. I want to meet Lord, and I didn't know how. And I just follow my thoughts, and I write into Google how I can meet God. It looks very like naive, but I could open, who knows what.
Yeah.
But I open very simple gospel of Jesus Christ. So I open gospel and I read that we are all sin. It was so simple. We are all sinners, and that God the Father sent His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and He is our Savior. He died for our sin, and He was raised from the dead. And this time when I read, I was so that was so real for me. I was just surprised. This is truth. I believe this. It was so real for me. This is the way. And under this gospel, it was just very short prayer. So I never pray in my word before. Even that time, I didn't pray in my word, but it was like kind of pray. And I go in my room, put my phone on my bed, and I pray that prayer. So it was just simple. Lord, I believe that you are my Savior, that you die for my sin. And I accept that you are my Savior, and I thank you. And it was very simple. But after that pray, I was so happy, like really like a small child in that moment. And same that day, I was baptized and in the Holy Spirit. It was so powerful. And it's not possible to explain, but it was really amazing. Like, I feel Lord is over me, inside. It was filled me totally with Holy Spirit. And I screamed to Him, don't leave me, don't leave me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and amazing experience. And day after, it was all different. All that day after was just, I see I was different man. I have no pleasure to do what I did before. And amazing experience. And when I went out from my house, it was just like Isaiah say, it was everything full of glory of God. Yeah, I enjoy to see trees and to hear birds, how they sing. It was totally, all was different.
It's like being born again.
Yeah, it's really born again.
It's amazing. And how did it continue? Did you find other Christians? How did your wife react?
Yeah, this with wife is interesting question. Yeah, first, she was, of course, close to me, and I want to explain to my wife that I meet Lord. And she look at me, what happens with you? She think I'm crazy, I go crazy. I won't explain, but it's not possible for us. We won't share our experience, but sometimes it's really not possible. And I spent maybe around 1 month to try explain to her. It was really difficult. And I just won't read Bible. I was just spend time with Bible, and we little bit looks like I don't care about her, but I was so much into to know Lord. And then one day I was just say, Lord, I see I cannot this alone. Please save my wife. And just day after I was come from out, and I see my wife in house, and I see she's different. And then she tell me, I meet Lord also. Yeah.
Wow. And so I have to interview her as well, I understand. Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that continue? What happened?
Yeah, so then we start in our journey together with Lord. Yeah, we spent lots of time with reading Bible. Around 1.5 years we was in house just with the Word of God and listen some biblical teaching on YouTube. Because she was work, I always speak to her, please try to speak with someone, ask them, is it somewhere church in Bergen? And she meet one day one girl. She was actually from this church where we are now. But she went and she didn't come. 1.5 years she didn't come. And after 1.5 years she came in that salon and she say to my wife, I think about you every day in this period. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then she gave her, I think it was phone number or something, and she invited us in this church. So I believe Lord used this time to, I think it's very important to build a strong foundation on the Word of God to go into any kind of community. Yeah. So I think it's good. Lord know what he's doing. Yeah.
How was it to come into a community with other Christians? Because you had not met any Christians, so many Christians before.
So good question. Yeah. I like because it was really amazing first connection with a real Christian. It was just amazing. Yeah. To in my first. When we first time came, I was a little bit like, I think they are actors. Yeah, no,
you think they were?
Like actors. They are, oh, not, yeah, real. They are not real.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was totally different kind of, yeah, they are.
Yeah, you thought it was a little bit fake.
Yeah. They are.
What was fake, did you feel?
I don't know, because I know I grow in this religious tradition, so it was really much this religious, you know, or even clothes, even kind how to speak, and it was totally, this was much more natural, and it was just real and peaceful people and kind people. It was, you see, this is what you read in the Bible. Yeah.
That's so good. And when did you start to trust it was real, and how has that affected you and your wife to be around people to share the same faith?
Just amazing. Yeah. We still enjoy to be together with our brothers and sisters. And I think we have that affect us in a very good way, and because we all learn from each other, because Christ is in all of us. So it's so much important to be together and to see that in other, and to give other what Lord give to us, and to grow in same that same body. Lord is he has peace in every each of us. Yeah, so we need each other. And
and how has your relationship with your wife changed after you both like received Jesus?
All was changed because Lord still doing in us. Christianity is one ongoing process, so, and so exciting life, and because Lord is always, he have always something better for us that than we can imagine, and that is like also process of sanctification. So he working in us all every day with Holy Spirit. He transform us from inside. So that was like really process with me and my wife when we put Christ in the marriage for our center. I always wanted that she loved Christ before me, and it was just different life. Real life, how God, I think, create man and wife to be, to love each other, to respect each other, and to have God before. new life in the our marriage, and we also have new daughter. I believe Lord really bless us with daughter. We have one daughter, she's 14, and we have now second in the time when we are with Lord. We tried many years, but it was just not going. So we are now blessed with, yeah.
Was that, because first you said you can notice to be in a marriage where your wife put Jesus first, like Jesus is more important for her than you. Is that what you were saying?
When she know Lord, and when she know how she need to act for her husband in the way how Lord say in his word, when she respect me because Lord want that she respect her husband, and when I also respect and love my wife, how Lord respect and love his church and give herself for the wife, is just, you know, we are like people today, very, very much self-focused. We'll always look what we want, what we need, how we feel. And I think this is especially today in this world, modern world, and I think his biggest problem today in the, to be to have that kind of relationship with without God is not possible. Just is not possible today.
Understand?
Yeah.
And so it sounds like it was a completely new also relationship between you two. That it was so. I can look at you and just see how strong you feel about the amazing change.
Yeah, Lord is really amazing.
Yeah. Well,
he gives us new nature, his self, his righteousness, and his Holy Spirit, and you just enjoy in his righteousness, his holiness, and that what he doing. So you enjoying to see what he doing, and you always want to go more further with him. And of course, you see when your wife think like that, when men think like that, you have something
that's so good.
What you never can have with your strength.
I understand.
Yeah.
And also, you mentioned that you had you have a daughter now. And was that like, is that something you see as like a gift from God or a miracle? Or since it was hard to get, I don't know how you.
I can share a little short testimony about my second daughter. As I say, we live very much self-focused life. So in one period on our life before, my wife tell one kind of, I can say curse, because with word we can curse or bless someone. So she say something which is not so nice. If I do something for her, let happens this for you. So I do some stupid things in my ex-life. And that what she want for me, that happens for me. And of course, I was dead man. I didn't know that is reality, what we speak, that can affect other person and make curse on them. So we try to have, we have one daughter, as I say, 14 years, and we try to have more children, but we couldn't. And now when I was saved, we won't serve Lord, but of course Lord, all he don't have nothing against children. He won't bless us with children. Very often my brothers here in church ask me, do you want to have more children? I always say, no, I won't serve Lord. I want to surrender my life full for him. But one day Lord lead me to confess that what I did to my wife. Not to him, I confess all my sin for him, and I really feel forgiven. But a relationship with man and wife, that I learned, need to be honest. If we have something against, if we are not honest, we need confess. I really have strong conviction of this, so I really believe, because Lord lead me to one night to confess that sin to my wife. And of course I didn't have strength, and we was in the go in bed, and it was dark night, of course, in our room. If someone come in our room, he will think these people sleep. But in myself, I have strong battle to Lord lead me to confess, and I say, Lord, I don't have power.
Wow.
I can't. Please give me word. And when I say, please give me word, I just receive. Lord Jesus was front of me. He look at me eyes in eyes. So when I see him, I just say to my wife, I need to confess to you something. And I confess to her my sin. It was not so easy for her also, but then after that she confessed to me. But why I say this? Because 2 months later, we get second, she was pregnant. We didn't even have a plan for this. She was pregnant.
Wow.
And we get, I believe, this gift from the Lord, child, second
amazing.
Child.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. What a story.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy I got to hear. It's so inspiring to hear your testimony. But I was also wondering about the work situation. How has that changed anything?
You know, Lord say, seek first kingdom of God and everything will be added to you. Today we have our oven company, which we receive from the Lord. Just amazing. I don't want to be go in that much direction so that someone can not have how to say, today is very much popular, this prosperity gospel, so I don't want to lead people in that way, because it's, I was trying to, like I say, I tried to find work, but Lord lead me in one company. I was just worker there, and that was His plan to, for me to be there. And 2 years later, I received that company from that man for zero, for nulla, kruna. So, and that company, we get name. I had also confirmation from the Lord. His name, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. And I try to share gospel to other people in that this is one industry zone. I working like a welder, like, yeah, that is my. To share testimony, to share about Jesus, to try to work like good and righteous work. And
In the end, do you have like some last words for people that they maybe, they're going around, they feel there is something more to life, but they don't know what it is, and they don't have met any Christians, and they just wonder what's the point? What would you, and if they want to search out if Jesus is real, can you share some words for them? For people that is searching for something, but and they kind of want to give Jesus a chance, they listen to your story, how do they start?
Yeah, so gospel of Jesus is like, is real message, is true message. And Christianity is for everybody. So Lord Jesus died for everybody. And he is so loving, and and we live in this world which is full of lie. And Lord Jesus is really loving, and he tried to reach everybody with his message of his message of gospel, of what he did for us. I believe it's so simple for everybody. And all what we need is just believe and turn from our sin and just trust Lord, He is good and He is faithful.
Is it okay for you to have a short prayer in the end? Just to pray for people that actually want to meet Jesus or are searching. Can you pray for them?
First, I want to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity for Marianne. I really bless her and what she's doing. And I want bless every ear who hear this message, Lord. Every eye who see this. And I just pray that you will touch every heart who hear this, and that you will reveal to them that your message is truth with your power, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Because you love all people and you want for all people to be saved. Let all this be for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. So happy that we could talk with you. Is there anything else you feel like you should say or forgot or whatever?
I think I say all.
Yeah, you said so much things that I also will think so much more about. It was so strong to listen to your message. And normally we also do, I don't know, are you on Facebook?
No.
Okay. So normally we will have a interview after the podcast, but if you are not on Facebook, then maybe we will not have, but maybe on Instagram, we will see. Mm-hmm. Nå hørte du Damir dele sin historie. Han erfarte å gå fra død til liv etter at han fikk et møte med Gud. Likte du episoden? Del den gjerne på Facebook eller Instagram. Og hvis du har spørsmål til episoden, bli medlem I Facebook-gruppa Vendepunkt. Der pleier det å være livesending med oppfølgingsintervju. Send gjerne spørsmål til meg på Instagram-konto vendepunkt_podcast. Og vil du sjekke ut mer om Gud? Da anbefaler jeg nettkurset Velkommen hjem med Egil Svartdal. Det finner du på omgud.net.